WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Clemson escapes Louisville. Gamecocks lose in a historic comeback. Georgia dominates Texas, and the Tigers lose two starting offensive linemen for the season. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, November the 17th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. This is Reaction Monday. What'd you think of all of the games, all the sporting events over the weekend? And as I bring in Will Clinton, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well.
Awesome. One thing I can tell you that I don't know if I told you this last week or not, but... with Military Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday, we have lined up five guests this week from Military Appreciation Day. We did this last week where we get a hero and a guy that talks about the Clemson Corps and everything going on. And at 7:05 today, we kick off the Military Appreciation Week. And we do it with a dear friend of mine, Jimmy Mullinax, a retired United States Army, who is a... who does a great job still at Clemson today as the executive director of military affairs, and he teaches a leadership class over at Clemson. I have lunch with him, you know, fairly often, and really a hero and a great guy and a great father and husband and all. So we'll talk to Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Mullinax today at 7:05. Tomorrow, we've got Colonel Keith Baltz from the United States Air Force. So looking forward to it. It's going to be a good week. Going to have a five guest on, and love doing that segment. That's a really cool deal. So appreciate Major Trey Kennedy doing that for us and setting things up. It's going to be a great, great week. So stay tuned for that for sure. How was your weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend.
You did? I love it.
It was, it feels like a three-day weekend when you're used to having one-day weekends. So the two-day weekend was great. It was just weird with the football game Friday night kind of moving everything faster than usual in terms of the football broadcast. But, it was perfect weather. Good vibes.
Awesome. I played golf Friday, went home, watched the game. I was a bachelor all weekend long, sat in front of my TV from noon to midnight on Saturday. Didn't move. Cooked junk food and ate all day long. I mean, watched TV all day long. And then yesterday back to the golf course again. Nice to have my family back safe and in town and all. Really cool stuff there. With that said, what are we going to do for segment two? Because I don't want to step on segment two toes.
Segment two, we're going to do whatever you want to talk about that we haven't talked about.
Perfect. Clemson in just a struggle of all struggle wins. Struggle wins is a great way to put it. The other way I put it was, folks, you know how when two teams play an epic battle and two great teams play everywhere and they say, man, this is a game that it's a shame someone had to lose? Well, Friday night, it was a shame someone had to win. I mean, that was an absolutely awful football game in every way, shape, or form from both sides, and both sides made enough mistakes to lose a football game. And one did. And just a crazy 20-19 win in which Louisville missed two field goals and an extra point, and Clemson had a bad snap on a punt and two fumbles from the one-yard line and this boneheaded plays by your quarterback once again and just inexplicable, just missed assignments, blown assignments, no rushing defense. It's like just – it's hard to feel worse about a loss. I mean, about a win, but they won. So you got to balance all that out. And I'll take an ugly win over a pretty loss every day of the week. With that said, that was just, it was mind-numbing how many mistakes, how many drops, how many missed assignments, how many, just this total inefficiency that looked like Clemson had on the road on Saturday. They come away with a win. And they do what, you'd much rather, you know, struggle win, obviously, because then you get the opposite of what South Carolina did in a 30-3 halftime lead over Texas A&M, blowing a historic lead, and A&M comes storming back and wins 31-30. So then the Gamecocks are 3-7. So we talk about both of those. Talk about Georgia's impressive win, as I told you what would happen down in Athens on Saturday, 35-10 over Texas. Besides that, we get it all into the ACC games of the week, if you like. Notre Dame pounding Pittsburgh. Miami doing the same to NC State. And Georgia Tech with a nice come-from-behind win against Boston College, even though Brett Keith screwed the clock deal up at the end. Virginia, an impressive win at Duke. And Wake Forest beating North Carolina, Florida State, and Virginia Tech. We get in the SEC, where you know who the biggest winner of the weekend was?
Oklahoma.
Brent Venables, that's right. I'm going to tell you something about Brent Venables. First of all, when he was struggling and not winning – at Oklahoma, I was pulling for him like crazy. You heard me say on the show, man, I just love Brent Venables. I want him to do well. I'm a big Brent Venables fan, but I never got the sense that they would do it. And then what's crazy is that after this great 5-0 start and they're ranked in the top five in the country and everything's going great, they lose to Texas. Their quarterback is coming back from an injury, and they end up losing to Texas, and he threw three picks and no touchdowns. To me, where I gained the all kinds of respect – for Brent Venables is the very next week, coming off a Red River rivalry after the emotional loss to Texas, they go into Williams-Brice and physically dominate South Carolina. The mental toughness and physical toughness they showed in Columbia in a 26-7 win was impressive. Then after pouring it all out on the field at home against Ole Miss in a loss, the very next week they go to Neyland in an absolute raucous 102,000 atmosphere, and physically and mentally tough, they take care of Tennessee 33-27. Then they go into Bryant Denny Stadium, a place that you can't win in, 17 game home winning streak, longest winning streak in the country at home, physically and mentally tough, take care of Alabama. Now all I gotta do, they've beat Missouri at home and LSU at home, they're in the playoffs. Gotta win both, but they're in the playoffs. So he was the big winner of the weekend. We talked about that. Ole Miss is winner of Florida. We can talk about the national scene. Big news on the national scene. Well, I guess Michigan's struggle win. They find a way to hang on. Ohio State and Indiana just take care of business as they always do. Notre Dame pounds Pittsburgh. That's ACC stuff. BYU with a really good win against TCU. Same thing with Utah going to Baylor and winning in extremely convincing fashion. Southern Cal gets an incredible late win against Iowa. All these games we can talk about. NFL, Shedeur Sanders goes 4-16 in his debut. First round material there. Clemson basketball falls to Georgetown. And then the big news coming out last night, Braden Jacobs, Walker Parks out for the year for Clemson. Two starting offensive linemen out for the year. So we got a lot to discuss. Adams and Code Ruby text line. Bishop says, a win is a win is a win. We count points on the scoreboard, nothing else in the end. Always enjoy the show. Yeah. Texter 6444 says, what's your take on Gunnar Stockton? Gunnar Stockton's a football player. Said it all year long. Gunnar Stockton just continues to do what has to be done. He's just a football player. Doesn't care about style points. All he does is he doesn't turn it over. He did throw a pick this week. But you want some tough rushing yards? He'll get them for you. You want the tough throw into a tight window? He'll get them for you. He's just a football player.
Did you see the car that he pulled up to pregame with?
The truck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's had that.
Grandfather's truck.
Somebody
humble,
told me,
humble, humble.
Yeah, somebody told me that his big Christmas present a couple years ago, he got a couple of cows. Raven County's very own Gunnar Stockton. He's had an unbelievable year for sure. No doubt about that. So we got a lot to get into. Let me say this. Last night, besides the big news unveiling that Walker Parks and Braden Jacobs are gone, Dad was asked about the fumble on the goal line. And he goes, yeah, I mean, this is a quote from Dabo. Yeah, I mean, just a brain fart. I mean, just a crucial mistake. I mean, Peter Woods, the lead blocker on that, and just for whatever reason, he, meaning Kate, had a mental error. Was the same thing. Remember where he caught his own play? Was that against Tennessee on the goal line or something? What was that in that freshman season? Was it somebody where he just caught his own play? Like the coaches caught something, he caught something else in the huddle. Like here's the bottom line. I played when I was in the eighth grade, I played quarterback on a wishbone offense. In the eighth grade, how was I in eighth grade?
Probably 14.
Yeah, 13, 14 years old. I knew who to hand the ball to. I never handed it to the wrong guy. You get two guys behind you. You just tried the fullback, the defensive tackle, and a fumble. Like, you can't hand it or try to hand it to the wrong guy. Ten guys on the play knew who was supposed to be handed the football to. This is something that we can blame Garrett Riley all we want. Yeah, Riley's bad, and yeah, the offense has been terrible. I get it. But we know that, like, there's not an offensive coordinator at the eighth grade level that would have to teach a quarterback to hand it to the guy that you called in the huddle. That's what you called in the huddle. You got it through your earphones. You call it in the huddle. We shouldn't teach you to work on, all right, that's the handoff is to Adam Randall. We shouldn't have to work on not handle it to trying to hand it to Peter Woods.
Short-term memory.
I mean, that's just, I'm sorry. It's a loser football play. I'm sorry to have to call it out that way, but you can't. This is your senior quarterback, who's done it time and time again. Just found ways just to screw it up in the red zone at Duke, South Carolina last year. This is not hard. Eighth grade quarterbacks know who to hand the football to. Like, how does that happen? You don't have brain farts on the goal line like that. You don't do it. This is not – he didn't misread a cover two. He didn't see a fire corner – a blitz coming, a corner blitz, and didn't see it. That's not what happened. It's – you hand the ball to the tailback. I just don't – there's nothing I could – if anybody could ever do it, explain to me, like, well, I understand that now. That's not hard. You could go out and watch 8-year-old, 8 and under football this weekend and see that the 8-year-old quarterback doesn't try to hand it to the wrong guy in the back. There's only two. He had a 50-50 shot. He chose the wrong one. For the life of me, I don't get that. And the other brain fart was when Shane Beamer was coming off the field on Saturday, celebrating with his arms raised up and all, and then after the game tells the press, nobody in the locker room was celebrating like the game was over. It's like, yeah, you were, bud. You were the one who did it. Yes. There was one in the locker room. The head football coach was. So we got a lot to do today, man. Just a lot to do today. Before we take our first break, can't wait for segment two. Let's get into... by the way, I want some people accountable today, like those two. I do want to tell you about Burns Digital Media and what they do here at The Roar. You can click on theroarfm.com. You click on the advertising page, and you learn more about radio advertising. You learn more about the digital marketing that Burns Digital Group does. And you learn more about what people are saying about us right now and how this I hear it all the time from all our advertisers. It's like they do a great job. And because of you, the listener, let's just be clear about that. You support our advertisers. You support our digital partners. To find out how you can maximize that ROI, to find out more about, say, geofencing and how they can really narrow this thing down for you, you're going to absolutely love dealing with our good friends at Burns Digital Media right here. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising page. General Manager John Hennis and the good folks at Burns Digital Media will do a great job for you. It's theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising page there. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clinton right after this.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, pickleball, or a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hey, our great friends at American Doormaster. You know, in case it does go wrong in the garage door field, and that's commercial, that is residential, American Doormasters does an incredible job for you in any kind of repair situation. So that motor is busted up, that chain's busted up. You know, you've got the railing, I mean, guide stuff, any of that stuff busted up, they'll take care of it for you. And they'll get you back, they'll take care of it, and you'll get to work on time, and you'll get the all of the equipment out of the big docks and the big warehouses. They'll do all that for you. So you're going to love our great friends over at American Doormasters. Upfront pricing, fast, reliable, most reasonable rates in the upstate. Garage door installation, repair, keyless entry. If your remote control is broken, they take care of all of it for you. 24-hour emergency service, locally owned, licensed, bond insured, 990-3075, 990-3075. Well, quickly, Will, texture says, Woods being on the field over Randall was a brain fart. Both were on the field. It's just an I formation.
And the play was to Randall.
Right.
The play
and,
call.
And, you know, Woods didn't even try to get the ball because he heard the play as the offensive lineman did, at Randall, and everybody did. The one guy that called the play to the team didn't get it. I mean, I at some point in time, and by the way, it was Miami that he did it. Remember in Miami that he ran his own play. He was supposed to go do something else, but he ran left and he got stopped way short of the goal line. And that, he just called his own deal rather than calling what the play is called there for you. To which 8826 said he'll always be a golden retriever puppy. To be honest with you, not even that cute anymore. Like a mutt puppy to me on this thing. Look, the bottom line is, that at what point in time, and the Texas talking about how other coaches, you know, but at what point in time do you say, I don't know, man, I can't trot that out there. When you can't execute on the goal line, the hand the ball to the guy that the play is called for, you try to hand it to the other guy, the wrong guy, and as a senior, and this happened more than once in your career, like you don't run the play that's called, like at what point in time do you go, I can't do this?
It's almost unfathomable. I really don't know what to say. There's no excuse for it.
There's nothing that anybody can say except for you got to have some accountability. I can't keep trotting you out there if you can't hand the football. Look, we're not talking about We're not talking about a read. Oh, it was a zone blitz and the linebacker dropped into the cover. I didn't see him. This is something that 8 and under football quarterbacks will do correctly today in practice and in the next game on a Tuesday night. This is something that every JV quarterback in high school football, they hand the ball to the right guy. Tech said, just direct snap it to Woods. No, because then if you do that, he drops it because his defensive tackle doesn't have good hands or whatever, and you go, well, but no, it should be simple. If a quarterback could get the snap under center and turn around, you get a 50-50 chance to hand it to the right guy and you choose the wrong one. Like, that doesn't seem hard, man. I don't understand that. Football is a very complicated game right now, but the idea that you got two back there and you hand it to the wrong one, that just, there's no way in the world I could trot that back out there the next series. I'm not going to do it. There's got to be some accountability. You can't hand it to the wrong guy.
I think it's a little higher than a 50-50% chance to get it to the right guy. I would say for most quarterbacks, it's probably a 99% chance.
I mean, I'll put it like this. I've been watching college football since 1974. I've been going to Clemson football games since 1974. I have never seen the quarterback on a play call, not an option, not a triple option where I got to read the fullback. Sometimes you make the wrong read, a zone read. I should have given it to him. I should have kept. No, I'm talking about on a I formation, lead blocker, power play. You turn around, you give it to the tailback. I just don't. There's no way. That's inexplicable. You can say, well, normally it's just only one guy back there behind you. But you're under center. Like, this is not anything hard at all. Every quarterback in the history of mankind would hand it to the right guy. And we got the one who doesn't. And we got the guy who's going to keep trotting out there. I don't know, man. I'm just so ready for that to be over. Am I wrong? All I want is that part of this history to be over with. I want to start handing it to the right guy.
Like we've done so many times before. with that, in terms of red zone offensive efficiency in the
it's
ACC.
The
it feels like it. But in terms of scoring percentage, Clemson is 12th. We only have 5 turnovers in the red zone with fourth down.
5 turnovers in the red zone?
Yeah, and that includes turnovers on downs because that fumble, that was on fourth down either way.
How about this? 2463 says it's simple answer. He ran the play that he wanted to run, LOL. No, because why would you want to run it and hand it to a guy that wasn't expected to be handed to? It's not like he says, I like Peter Woods more than I like Adam Randall. So I'm going to try to get Peter the touchdown here. I'm going to hand it to him because he's not expecting the football.
It's like saying I want to run the fumble play because that's what you're going to get handed to the ball.
I want to run the screw it up at the 1-yard line again play.
Clemson, in terms of red zone offense in the ACC, number 13. In red zone touchdowns on offense. Number 13.
Texture. Let me get a couple more here quickly. This is, oh, man, we're just flying in now. Texture said, good points made. We got a lot to talk about. Let's move on. I don't know, man. I'm not sure if I can get past this one. Like, what's the point? Because, look, Garrett Riley might lose his job, and other offensive coaches might lose their job, and I'm not saying they shouldn't. But the fact of the matter is that if your quarterback can't hand it to the right guy, what's the point in having a buyout for an offensive coordinator, paying him millions of dollars, going to pay some other offensive coordinator millions more dollars?
We learned the hard way with Brandon Streeter. You know, everyone wanted to blame him, and 2 years down the road, you know, we get a snapshot of Big Cinco at two other programs. Turns out, wasn't really Brandon Streeter's fault.
It's unbelievable, man. Like, that's not hard to do.
this game in its entirety. So last week, exactly a week ago, I said, didn't feel like we should have won that Florida State game, and I stand by that. This week, definitely did not feel like we should have won that game. This takes the cake. The only other game that I've walked away from feeling like it was a fraudulent win was at Texas A&M when we had Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence. It was it had a lot to do with the fumble that went out of the the 1 yard line that I don't think was the correct call, but it's rare for me to just feel like this, and I am okay with a win, because with that we get to keep the bowl streak going. I think that's really important. If you listen to the post game of a lot of the players, well, I guess the pregame interviews really. This Louisville game was about making sure you got to a bowl game, that you got to play another game as a Clemson Tiger. Yes, it doesn't mean as much as any other season where you're looking for national championships and playoff berths and ACC championships, but you want to see a little bit of fight and a little bit of heart, and I think there was just a little bit of that. It's going to be tough moving forward, but Furman, we're going to win that game. South Carolina, I still do not feel confident winning that game, especially with the offensive output that we saw from South Carolina this past weekend. What an interesting game that was. Are we going to see a lot of defund the police comments from South Carolina fans?
Well, we saw from LeBron James, which is ridiculous because he never quotes stats. He did real stats. Texas said, we got the two most brain-dead quarterbacks in the state of South Carolina. Yeah, so on 4th and 16, the North Sellers, like, escapes and just, like, just runs for 7 yards and kind of just runs out of bounds. Just got to throw the ball, man. Just throw it up. There might be a pass interference call. It's probably going to be incomplete. Probably knock it down. But like, you can't go on 4th and 16 – and it's kind of like running around for a little bit and then, okay, well, I'm just going to run out of bounds over here. Like, what? Throw the ball backwards to somebody. Pass the line of scrimmage. Like, what?
That's like a Nico Iamaleva play from Tennessee.
Yeah.
Against Arkansas last year.
Just kind of just ran out of bounds. I'm like,
just giving up.
I don't get it. You know, like, there's so many parts of football that are so hard. There's so many all of your slide protections and all of your blitzes and where they're coming from, the zone blitzes and the reads and the pre-snap and the pro-snap. Man, there's so many complicated parts of football. But when you're 4th and 16, you can't run 7 yards and run out of bounds on 4th down. Like, do you know what down it is? Like, this is not... This is something that an eighth grade quarterback would know to do. And he does this a lot. Like, I don't understand that. Somehow, some way, boy, when these two teams play each other in a couple of weeks, I don't know. Does the winner get anything? The loser's really going to be down on themselves. Does the winner get anything? And I don't know. That's just inexplicable to me. Look, I'm never going to criticize a guy for a bad physical mistake. Like, it was a bad throw. Dropping a ball, I'll criticize. But, like, if, you know, a missed tackle, you got to tackle away, you got to do some of the things. Those are explained because for every missed tackle, somebody broke a tackle, right?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
So, but that's different than, like, just a simple, routine, elementary, eighth-grade football play.
It's a simple play. You hear the play, you tell everyone else to play, and then you do the wrong play. I don't understand. But hey, Clemson 4-4 in the ACC, a 2019 victory. Looks like we're going to a bowl game.
Oh yeah!
Congratulations to us. Woohoo! I will take it 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
10 times out of 10.
Oh, you take ugly losses every single week. I'll take 16. How many you got to win now? 16? 17? Let me see. 12, 13, 3, 16. I'll take them. Give me 16 of the ugliest one-point wins you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
But what's scary is that, I mean, there were so many things that came out of the game. You're like, man, what in the world? Can't stop the run. Give up 171 on the ground. Thank goodness Miller Moss just sucks. Like, he's terrible. If Miller Moss was anything, then you lose that game. But you know, there's a positive. Adam Randall ran hard. 46-yard touchdown run. Nice to see that. Thought, and besides some drops now, wide receivers did drop balls. But he saw some good things in the passing game. Besides the one bad snap, Jack Smith had a nice game. Nolan Hoosier goes 2 for 2 in the field goals. You got that. There's some good in there, but 1 of 13 on third downs. Like, you can't have that. So many. There was Clemson played bad enough to lose 5 football games Friday night. Louisville played bad enough to lose 6. You know, there were more mistakes in that game up and down the field. Like, it set football back. But more than anything else, I feel more convicted that it's not hard to hand the football to the right guy. Short break. We'll love to hear from you. Telephone numbers 654-ROAR. Adams and Co. Roofing text line 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you on a Reaction Monday. Much more to this.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Tenago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low. Hey, plumbing's the name everybody.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Tired of scrubbing and still seeing grease? Power through grime and residue and refresh your kitchen with Buff City Soap. Made with hard-working plant-based ingredients, their cleaners cut through the mess without the harsh chemicals. From dishes to countertops, your kitchen gets sparkling clean and smells amazing with their multi-surface cleaner and dish soap. Ditch the fake stuff. Clean naturally with Buff City Soap. Shop today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I know this is not Rod Stewart.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Tell me who it is.
It's Faces.
Faces.
With Rod Stewart.
With Rod Stewart. Faces. You got to go back because I don't remember Faces. I don't remember, but man, I think that's like Rod Stewart. But yeah, that's the best. Thank you so much for that one.
Don't remember Faces, but you remember names.
Ah! Very good, dude. Very, very good. All right, Roosters MGC. Get your haircut like a man. You're going to love Roosters. Roosters does an incredible job for you. Seven-step facial, back of the neck razor shave, straight razor shave there, straight razor shave on the face. Beard trims, neck trims, they'll do it all for you. Camo, they'll take care of the camo for you as well. These are good folks. Get your haircut like a man. Do it at Roosters. Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. The app, the website. A great gift idea. It's roostersmgc.com. I'm coming to everybody on hold right now. Just quickly, here's a text, and I think it needs to be talked about. Adam's covering text line. 1224 says, I think the fan base is concerned that Dabo really doesn't show any more irritation about the pattern of play from his fourth-year quarterback and his other upperclassmen repeating the same errors. And what I said was, oh, I see Dabo going ballistic on the sidelines. And he goes, maybe, but in the pressers, he doesn't show like it was much of an issue. And when I said, no, when the pressers, he's faking it. It's obvious. And we go on to have, you know, why is he not lost from his earlier days? And I said, well, his earlier days, he would lose it because he didn't have a fragile football team. When he's on the sidelines, when he turns around and rips Garrett Riley and then rips Caden on the sidelines for it, that's what his true emotion. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What the heck are we doing? After the game, you're like, well, that's a brain fart. Because he knows he has a fragile football team. And he knows the team has no confidence whatsoever, so you can't do it once he figures it back out. It's not that raw emotion. He's having to deal with fragile souls now. That's what that is. All right, I got a bunch of phone calls to get to here today. Reaction Monday. Butch is in Fountain Inn. Butch, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing this morning,
blessed.
Buddy?
Very blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Me too, my friend. Me too. Well, here we are again.
I
can't remember how many weeks ago.
Yeah.
I said we needed to fire Shane Beamer. Y'all said, how do you fire a coach with 9-3 win?
Yeah.
Well, after this weekend, it's very easy.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do?
Well, here's the thing. I've come full 180-degree turn on this thing. You got to fire him. Shane Beamer's not the answer. What he did on Saturday, you know, you give him a lot of credit. That's a good-looking football team. They got a lot of talent, a lot of areas, and yet they're 3-7.
Yeah.
And yet they've lost five in a row. And I know it's a tough league, but you can't blow a 30-3 lead, a 27-point lead. But more importantly, the one reason I would fire him is, and you saw it coming off the field on Saturday at halftime and then after the game was over, he's just immature. Like, he's not mature enough to be the head football coach at the University of South Carolina. And I tell them that right off the bat. You're at like a child on the sidelines. You're not mature enough. We need a mature leader, and it's time for a change in leadership.
I'm glad y'all finally see what I saw about 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
I'm 52. You know, you 57. You know, we've been invested in our teams for a long time.
Long time.
I feel honestly, for me. In this year, Clemson and South Carolina both, I feel like we're back around what was a hard, like 04, 03, yeah. Wasn't that when like South Carolina came out and tried to block the Tigers from coming down? You know, that was so stupid.
Yeah.
You don't do stuff like that. But, I mean, I feel like we're back in that era. You just struggling, blah, blah. A lot like Carolina's had great years or anything. But, I mean, man, it's just I'm really, really, really sad this year for both teams, really, both teams. Yeah. I mean, Louisville did everything except for say, no, you're going to win this football game. Here's the ball. Put it in the end zone.
Yep, yep.
Both
teams get wrapped. Both teams tried. It's a shame somebody had to win because both of those teams tried to give it away.
Yes. South Carolina didn't try. South Carolina did.
They did.
And Louisville, you know, Louisville just that was a good game between you guys. I mean, it was a Charlie Foxtrot at the end, but it was still a good, enjoyable game to watch.
Let me leave with this, Butch. If I'm Jeremy Donata right now, the AD at South Carolina, I just looked this word up to make sure I've got it right and I understand the word. Because sometimes I have a misunderstanding of what words actually mean. But in this one, this is the perfect way to describe it. If I'm Jeremy Donati, the South Carolina director, I call in Shane today and I fire every day and I say, we're going to hire a guy who's not petulant. And make sure it's right. Petulant is childishly sulky or bad-tempered. Like, on the sidelines, he gets petulant. And more than that, like, it's always emotional. It's an emotional roller coaster throughout every single game. And, like, the camera's always on him. It's like, what's he doing? His facial expressions of every press conference. He's thin-skinned and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm just ready for a little stability in my program. I kind of want an adult to be my coach now. I don't want any more childish stuff. We're not doing that anymore.
Has anybody scooped up James Franklin yet?
Virginia Tech's very close to doing it. And here, I don't buy this, by the way. I don't buy this idea of, well, who can we hire? We can't, all these other. No, no. Better than having a child lead you over there. Anyway.
Well, I'm just talking about if you're going to hire a coach this time, I'm tired of these pissheads hiring, you know, has-beens. Yeah. You hired a has-been Steve Spurrier. And you can, y'all can say what you want to. I hated the man when he was at Florida. Yeah. I didn't like him when he was at South Carolina. You hired Lou Holtz. Now, that was a pretty good hire. And I'll tell you why. It's because, you know, South Carolina hadn't been to a bowl since, what, I think 94 or 95. I was in the Army when it happened.
Yeah.
But Lou Holtz established bowl games.
Yeah.
And like y'all saying this year, bowl games ain't good enough for you because y'all have been a little bit.
Yeah, not in the preseason. Both are preseason top 12 in the country. Hey, I got to take a break. Hey, Butch, thank you for your service on the Military Appreciation Week. Thank you for your service, bud. Appreciate that for sure.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Let me get Mike and Anderson for the top of the hour. Mike, I got about 3.5 minutes or so. Go right ahead.
Yeah, yes, sir. Very quickly, tip of the hat first to you and Will Clanton for the job you've done this year on not sugarcoating this thing. You've been brutally honest. That is so refreshing to hear from the flagship station of Tiger Athletics. And the play you and Will were talking about when I got in, I'm sure you were talking about the four attempts at the goal line when Louisville held them out. And I think you're talking about Klubnik handing the ball off to the wrong guy. So many things I've seen this year, Mickey. You tell me if I'm wrong, and I know you're against the break. I'll hang up and listen. Hopefully you can address it in when you come back. Aren't a lot of these things just the Tigers are sorely lacking in fundamentals this year? Am I that far off on that?
No,
and hang up and listen,
Thank
brother.
You, Mike. Fundamentally not sound at all. And hadn't been sound in a couple of years. Fundamentally not sound football team. And it shows, you know, their goal line situations are about some mental toughness and some physical toughness. Well, first of all, it's not mentally tough to hand the ball to the right guy. It's about some physical toughness. And for some reason, when Clemson gets the football, you know, one of the worst things you can do is give them first to go at the one. Like, it's like so hard on the 1 yard line. Like, what? That doesn't seem to be, like, you don't want the ball down there if you're Clemson. You can score from the 20, easily you can score from the one. But yeah, mentally and physically tough, but that's the fundamentals. A fundamental would be getting the snap, turning around, handing the ball to the running back, not the lead blocker, the running back, taking the football, not fumbling it, and moving the pile 1 yard for a touchdown. That seems to be a fairly obtainable when it comes to fundamentals. Paul, I got a minute and a half, man. Go right ahead. How you doing?
Hey, I'm just fine. I heard Butch just say his words were, y'all been a little bit further than we have. You ain't even sniffed the universe we've been in. We played for 5 national championships, 1-3. I just caught the tail end of that. I don't know what I know he was mad at the Gamecocks. But anyway, he said, yeah, y'all went a little bit further. Y'all been a little bit further than we have. Y'all ain't even been in our universe, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, my wife was in the car with me this morning. I said, I'll tell you what, I've been listening to Mickey for a long time, ever since he's been on. I said, I've never heard Mickey this negative on Clemson football. I mean, it's just a –
you know why?
Everything you're saying is right. Yeah.
Here's why. Because Willie Jordan and Mike O'Kane – And Mike Epley and Homer Jordan and Randy Anderson and Rodney Williams and Chris Morocco and Deshaun Cameron and Nealon Green, they handed it to the right guy.
Right, exactly.
Every quarterback since 1974 has handed it to the right guy. He didn't hand it. He didn't try to hand it to the wrong guy. And it's time and time again.
I bet Drake, my 8-year-old grandson, could probably hand it to the right guy.
It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
But anyway, I'm behind you 100%. But you know, I'm not negative towards Dabo. I think Dabo, he'll get us back to the promised land.
Better.
It's gonna take a while.
Better.
See you, brother.
Thank
Have
you, man.
A good
Appreciate
day.
Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Who else you want? Streeter. He did it. Certainly Deshaun Trevor did it. Certainly Kelly Bryant did it. Certainly Cullen Harper did it. Certainly Kyle Parker did it. Certainly Taj Boyd did it. You turn around, the other 10 guys know who it's supposed to go to. The one guy who doesn't know who it's supposed to go to is the quarterback. Like, that just doesn't seem like it's a very difficult situation to me. But, yeah, we're going to keep putting him, trotting him on out there. Short break. We'll come back. Hour number two kicks off Military Appreciation Day right after this.